Hi everybody, I'm Zach from The Problem Solvers, here to tell you about Cialis. We're getting sponsored now. Alright, welcome to The Problem Solvers everybody, I'm Zach, as you know very well. With me as always...
David. Yes.
That's all the intro
needs. I'm more like a professional now that this podcast has started.
Yes. Mm.
It's no more Dave.
Now we have our long lost problem solver, Kate.
Hello.
Thrilling conversations always, Kate. And today, we have my good friend, Jesse, who's going to help solve your problems.
I made it.
Welcome, Jesse.
Woo!
So, do you guys feel that? Love is in the air.
It is. It sure
is. Palpable. I can feel it coming from all angles.
No, I thought it was just the asbestos in the ceiling.
That's soundproofing.
All right.
Everything you see up here, just change the name of it to something that sounds like it has to do with sound engineering. Like those rats over there are production assistants.
All right.
What about the faint rap music coming from across the street?
That's ambient noise.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to call that number on the commercials that I see all the time about the mesothelioma.
Ooh, yeah.
From being up here, and I'm going to sue Zach and the problem solver.
Somebody once, like, I think it was like a trivia night, they were like, what kind of cancer is caused by asbestos? And I was like, mesothelioma. And everybody thought I was super smart, and I was like, wait, is that a commercial that's only in upstate New York?
Because, dude, it must be.
Really?
Really?
I don't know, but like, I know mesothelioma only from those commercials.
Yeah. That's it. Just 100% that
and
commercial. Yeah.
They were like, man, this guy must be a doctor.
I can like recite that entire commercial.
Yeah.
You or someone so you know may have mesothelioma.
Yeah.
And other people that aren't from this area have no idea what Ronnie Deutsch will do for $20.
Dude, how does nobody know who Ronnie Deutsch is?
I don't know, but if she was running for president, I'd be like, she'll fix this country for just $20. Ronnie Deutsch.
Oh my God.
Now that inside joke alienated all of our...
Literally every listener.
Everybody.
Except my mom, when I figure out how to get it.
And Coral, if you're listening, I apologize, but I'm going to be talking about stuff that you're not going to want to hear. Which reminds me, I've been having this problem, real quick, before we get into it. Kind of related to Valentine's Day, kind of related to love. But you remember Morningwood, like teenagers always getting Morningwood?
I get it all the time.
Yeah, I still get it too, but I've been getting this problem now where like I get really, really hard, painful erections when I'm asleep. And I'll wake up, but you know, like sleepwalking wake up where you're like, you do something, but you're still asleep. Like, I don't remember it. If I'm wearing like sweats or if I'm wearing underwear, I'll pull them down around my ankles so that my dick can fucking breathe. And I wake up and I look like I've either been like assaulted by a ghost or something. And it happens every fucking morning.
Does that help? Like,
I don't
pulling
know.
Your pants off?
I feel great in the morning.
Well, fuck it. Let it ride.
Like, last night, I ate an entire pizza. And played video games and went to bed. I wanted to make sure I still had it in me where I could eat a whole pizza in one sitting.
Nice. And play video games for hours on end.
So I did.
Still got it.
And then I fucking just conked right out wearing exactly what I'm wearing now.
That's what I did last night too. I was playing video games.
I woke up this morning.
What do you guys play?
I just changed my t-shirt.
I was playing an old Xbox, like original Xbox Star Wars game, Knights of the Old Republic.
Yes, my dude.
I'm on like my 10th playthrough.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn, I love that game.
It's good. But so I fell asleep wearing this, and I woke up, and my pants and underwear were, like, wrapped around my legs like I was fucking... Like I couldn't stand up.
Sleep?
I was, like, I was falling down, and I just had this fiery rager. And I was, like... I was, like, is this what my life is now? And I thought, like, having sex again would make that go away. But, like, I'll jerk off before I go to bed. I'll jerk off in the morning. I'm always erect. I don't know why.
Maybe it's a blood pressure issue?
Blood pressure issues?
No. Because all of my blood goes to my dong. They're like, man, you're relaxed all the time. Except for your erection in the doctor's office, which we would...
Your blood pressure's 60 over 40, but you got a nice wood going.
They're like, man, the head of that thing's so shiny. Like,
it's like, looks like it's about to explode.
We've never seen one actually look like a mushroom before.
Yeah, my dick gets so hard in the morning that I can't. When I come, it comes out in like a pencil thin, like
fucking
I'm
laser,
like I'm Spider-Man shooting webs everywhere. Like when you put your thumb over the garden hose.
Yeah, dude.
It's just like, and it hurts.
Dude, when you pee, does it like relieve it a little bit?
Yeah. I don't leave my bed until that shit goes away.
Really?
Because if I do, I don't want to make Dano feel alienated by his lack of erections. With my powerful
and his tiny little erection.
I was just gonna ask if you got extra locks for both his door and your sister's.
No, what I actually did was I took the doorknob off of my bedroom door and I just put my newfound erection through it in hopes that he'll grab it, thinking it's the doorknob, and I'm just like, oh, oh, oh. That's also the noise I make when I'm coming. So that segment's for you. I call that Coral's Corner. If Jesse's mom really starts listening to this podcast,
she's gonna.
Yeah,
she's
great.
Gonna hear it.
Oh,
delete
boy.
That from your memory. All right. So that brings us to today's topic: Valentine's Day. Oh, I like it when people call it Valentine's Day because it just lets you know how dumb they are.
Yep.
Just straight out the gate.
Valentine's. Those are people with no inner monologues. Valentine's.
Apparently.
I don't understand that. We'll talk about that later. That doesn't make any sense to me. But today we have assembled this crack team. It was my A team of cohorts, acquaintances, accomplices.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that.
All of those are synonyms, so yeah.
All right, Kate, easy.
Cinnamon toast crunch over there.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Cinnamon.
Snap, crackle, and pop to me real quick.
Jesus.
What we're here for is because we, between all of us, have a full gamut of love interests, relationship things. I, myself, as you know, I'm single and completely erect.
All the time, right now.
Oh, my God.
Jesse is in the loving throes of a pretty new relationship, right?
Yeah.
Like a month, I think.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's like, this is where it's still all really good.
First time in 10 years. All right.
Nice.
Kate is a multiple divorcee with secret lovers around every turn.
That's why she has that
the divorcee.
That's why she has that block on her phone so nobody can see how many guys she's texting.
And David is engaged and really bad to his fiance.
As you should be. Yeah.
So supposed to be home doing things right now, but I'm over here recording podcasts.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, babe, I love you, but I gotta go to my 35-year-old friend's attic.
Listen, when we're touring the country, she's gonna be singing a different tune.
Yeah,
right?
She is. Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's. When we do like a behind the music and they show her, and she's like, I remember David way back before the fame.
Why does she have a British accent?
I've never actually met Dave's fiance.
Yeah, right.
I just assumed she was like an old timey. Black woman. David, that David was just the sweetest fella when he bring me flowers and marmalade.
Yeah, she does sound like Sean Connery.
You make her sound like Sean Connery.
Well, you're welcome.
Welcome to The Rock.
That was a horrible Sean Connery. I'd be like, welcome to The Rock. Right?
Yep.
Is that good?
Yep.
I've really been working on my impersonations, my impressions, just for this. But yeah, hopefully we do tour. Actually, also related story. Man, we should really get into the episode. Dave called me drunk last week, hours after he was supposed to be here to record.
Oh, yeah. But
at about 11 o'clock at night, and he's like, dude, we're going to be so famous. Dude, everybody thinks we're so funny. Everybody loves me.
I didn't say me.
We have a live show we have to do at this bar tomorrow.
With the grunts, even?
He had me on the phone for half an hour trying to convince me that we could put together a
From what I remember of that conversation, you were talking quite a bit.
No. It was a lot of me going, Dave, we can't do that. We won't be able to let anyone know about it. And you're like, so many people could be there, dude. So many people. You're like, everybody loves us. My friend's wife said that we were so good, dude. We're so famous. And then he started crying.
So, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Right.
So live shows are, they're in the works.
They're in the works.
Oh, really? You guys are?
Not really.
We
in the works for us means that we're like, that'd be really
thinking
funny.
Thinking about it.
Also,
yeah.
In the works, we're building robot armor, too, because that, that'd be really cool. So we got robot armor in the works.
Tick. Right, can I get robot legs first before robot armor?
See, that's the thing, we were talking about it, and we want to give you the tools to become your own man. You know, if we just give you robot legs, then then we're gonna be paying your bills.
Yeah.
Then you know, I want you to succeed.
You'll never move out.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, I already promised Dave the good robot legs.
Yes. Damn it.
Can I get the robot dick?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
fit. That's got your name all over it.
Yeah. It actually literally has your name on it. We call it Jesse.
Well, it just has J, and then...
Yeah, then extends. Extendo clip. Man, we should start the episode.
Okay.
You guys know how it works. Email us your problems at problemsolvers4e at gmail, or reach us on the internets. We have the Instagram, the Problem Solvers Podcast, Facebook group, which also I think is the Problem Solvers Podcast.
I don't know. I've never looked at anything except the podcast.
I don't get on Facebook.
So yeah, I don't get on
Facebook.
I don't have Facebook either.
Oh, wow. I'm surrounded by a bunch of fucking...
What's your deal today? Why do you keep messing with me?
I don't know. I'm messing with everybody.
God.
I have an erection.
It's Valentine's Day.
Yes, it's Valentine's Day.
So it's supposed to be sweet and loving.
Wait,
I got
Valentine's
everybody
Day?
Cookies. Well, this episode...
Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I was like, wait, what?
Season.
This episode will come out the Friday before Valentine's Day, I believe. So
the 7th.
Yeah, so this is to get everybody prepared. That's what we're doing. We're talking about Valentine's Day. Now, I don't know where to start with all this because I haven't felt love. I don't think ever. And I am so alone.
That's false. You fell in love with me.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. When you gave me Nello wafers, I was like, is this love?
Yeah.
Is this love that I'm
eating? That was probably playing in the background.
Probably. That's when you know you're really in love, is when an old like Foreigner song plays and no one can hear it but you.
In your head,
yeah. You're like, I wanna know.
Now do you hear it in your own voice or do you hear it in somebody else's voice?
I hear it in Sean Connery's voice.
Or do you just see it in pictures? Are there just flashes of whatever music video it was?
So I think
and that was Whitesnake.
I don't know.
Whatever,
music.
Same thing.
I like to just call them snake because I don't see in color, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think all snakes are created equal.
Was that Whitesnake?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I forgot to say this in the beginning of the episode. Sorry, we keep getting off topic here. We're getting a goddamn theme song, and I didn't tell you guys till now.
Oh, that's yes.
Oh, that was the
that's
surprise.
That was a
cool.
surprise for these guys. I have commissioned my very good friend, Eric, who is a very talented rapper and a great musician in the rap world.
Sick.
And he's one of our biggest fans. Him and his fiance or wife. Did they get officially married? I think they got married. I wasn't invited.
Look at me.
No big deal if they did. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
But
not number. I heard about it.
He's a big fan. He listens to us all the time, and he is going to come on for a segment called "Let's Rap," which is a segment where you ask black people questions if you're white and you're scared to ask
I can't wait for this.
Yeah. So we're working on that, but he's also making us a theme song. So we're going to have a theme song soon.
That's really cool.
Yeah, he's the best.
I like that.
And I just came up with that name for that segment. Let's Rap.
That's a great... I really thought you'd been thinking about that.
Everybody's going to turn their chair
around. So that segment's in
the
works.
AC Slater mm-hmm. position like Dave's got right now. And I'm gonna start by saying, hey, homie, what's up?
Let's Rap.
Let's Rap.
What's up with that?
Let's Rap. But that's going to be a good one. So Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
I'm a single guy. And I don't have any plans for Valentine's Day, but I had an idea. I was thinking, perhaps, I could go on Tinder and just ask someone that I've never messaged before if they want to go out on Valentine's Day. It'd be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a bad idea at all.
Because if they're on Tinder, they're obviously lonely,
yeah, exactly.
Too.
Yes, that's true. Or they're Kate cheating on one of
their
fiancés.
I was going to say. Or they're cheating on their wife.
Husbands.
Husband. Whatever.
I have so many, I just can't keep track. And I mean, when you have more than two, is it really cheating? Or is it just polygamy at that point?
That's the smartest thing
polygamy,
that's ever been said
Jesus
on this podcast,
Christ.
I think.
Polygamy is like everyone all together, right? The dudes don't know there's other dudes. So you're cheating.
Yeah, if you let them all know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Shh, Jesse.
I'm poking holes in your boat.
But this was my other idea. I was thinking about hitting up... As you guys know, I have an ex-girlfriend that is my big ex. I'm going to text her and just be like, hey, I'm going to be in the area on Friday. You want to grab a drink? And pretend like I don't know it's Valentine's Day. and just show up in a tuxedo.
Oh, my God.
Bring flowers.
You know,
Dave is laughing. Jesse and I are not.
Yes, it's so Jesse funny. And I
there's,
were
there's a reason for that.
Most of that relationship.
Yeah. I kind of want to see that happen.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Or we're just like, hey, you know? I'm going to be in the city on the 14th. You just want to grab a vegan
like,
meal?
I was just
going to say, is this the vegan?
It's one of the vegans.
I want to see the other side of that. I want to see how that is reacted to.
It's going
to...
It's going to be another one of those, like we were talking about, where you pause and have, like, the monologue with the camera moments where it's like, yep. Hey, what's up? Yeah, my ex-boyfriend did ask me to get something to eat on Valentine's Day. What do I do here? Beep, 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 beep,
beep. The baseline. This is just Seinfeld on that.
Yeah, Seinfeld. It's Seinfeld mixed with, like, Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell, so you can look at the camera and have a monologue.
So, let me tell you how we got to this point.
I bet you're wondering.
Flashback.
Rewind.
So, yeah, so those are my ideas. That's from the single guy.
I'm going to say option one.
Option one?
Yeah.
Ask a stranger.
That's a safer
bet. Ask a stranger.
I did that to a wedding once. I went on Bumble, and I was like, oh, I matched with you? Got to go to a wedding next weekend. Do you want to come?
Didn't that one girl say, fuck no, that's weird, I'm getting a restraining order?
One girl did say,
that's a little harsh.
Super weird. She didn't say anything about a restraining order, but yeah. I know she was thinking it by the way she was typing.
Yeah. Well, most of them are probably thinking it.
It didn't work. But if somebody said that to me, like if a random connection on one of the dating apps was like,
I'd do it.
Yeah, come to this wedding with me, I'd be like, fuck
yeah.
Yeah,
weddings are fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's in public. I mean, you don't have to
worry
there's
no
like,
rule that you have to leave with the person you came with. So.
Right. Well, it's the implication of the rule.
And it's not like.
Everybody's getting laid at weddings.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect time to get to know them.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, because you don't talk to anybody else at weddings.
Yeah. I don't know. Zach's kind of, Zach's on the dance floor for most of the wedding.
And you better hope there's not a microphone anywhere around.
That's true
I'll grab
also.
It and I'll say stuff.
Yeah, I've been there. I've
seen it. You've seen it, yeah.
Didn't you grab it at Josh's wedding? No.
No.
You
I
weren't
didn't.
Allowed to.
I was not allowed
That's
to.
Right.
I was not allowed to grab one.
You weren't
Josh's
allowed
wedding.
To.
But, I don't know. I was, like, besides myself at Josh's wedding because...
Me too.
Black families are fucking amazing at weddings. And, like, I just sat back and I was like...
They just do it better, man.
They really
do.
Do
and you know what else? Funerals, too.
Do they do funerals
Dude,
better?
I've never been to a black funeral. I always wanted to. They look cool in movies.
Dude, and I'm telling you, when you...
I mean, not like... Okay. Cut that
have
out.
Have you ever slept with a black woman or have you always wanted to?
But yeah, I'm
not answering that.
I'd imagine that.
I already dug myself a hole.
I imagine their funerals are probably.
I went to one, I guess, and it's just like you'd see on the movies. Like everybody was up clapping,
see, that's
singing,
I
and
everyone.
I was just and I sitting there. I'm
Tyler
like
Tyler Perry's in drag.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty crazy, and I was just like, I mean, I'm Irish, so you go to a funeral
and you get fucked up,
and it's just like everybody's you sit there and you cry
wasted.
For. You know, 2 hours in the church and everybody.
Eat potatoes and.
Yeah, and then you go to a bar and go get shit faced. Somebody in your family usually fist fights with the other one.
Yeah,
Danny Boy plays on repeat.
And I was like, wow, this is really crazy.
I
love it.
I always wanted to go. They look cool.
Next one I go to, I'll invite you.
I'll be your plus one.
All right. Do I get a plus one at your funeral?
It didn't say so on the invitation.
This is why we don't invite white people. I was actually at a black funeral that I didn't know was a black funeral. I was in New Orleans. When they did Fats Domino's, the blues.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I remember talking about that.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And the whole city was
like a parade, right?
It was like citywide, wasn't it?
And it went through everything. And I was like, is this what all black people do?
Dude, it's New Orleans. They do that every time someone dies. Like, and it could just be like a local person that a lot of people know. They just like have a parade. Yeah.
Really?
It's, yeah, it's called the second set, they call it.
Yeah, second line.
The second line, yeah.
Second line, yeah.
Wow.
The
and they just
line
parade.
Is family. Second line is everybody just getting
partying and fucking.
Really?
Up. Yeah.
Holy shit, that's cool.
I was there not too long after you were there, and I don't know if it was a funeral, but there was just like a parade. Just it was like on a, like a Wednesday morning. There
not
was
just a
like
whole
a
bunch of drunk
people
in a line.
Really? On Bourbon Street. Yeah, it was
what the fuck?
Really crazy.
From being to New Orleans a few times, I know for a fact that if one person starts playing "The Saints Go Marching In" on any brass instrument, the whole city has to party. Like you just hear, it'd be a quiet Tuesday morning, and then you hear like, and then everybody's like, "Shit, we gotta party
God
again!
Damn it. We gotta go."
That place is wild.
It is. But off topic again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're way in the weeds.
Valentine's Day.
Does everybody need a little bit of Adderall?
I want to. Cool. You don't want to give me that shit. Let's start with the newfound relationship.
That's me.
What do you have? Do you have any plans? Like, what do you do now that you're young and in love and fruitful?
Well, after a long 10 years of just giving up, not thinking I'll find the one, no, I'm going to head down to hers. She lives out in PA. So we're going to go, and then we're going to go to the Philly Auto Show on Thursday.
Nice. She likes cars, or are you just forcing her?
She likes cars.
Oh, that's cool.
But she likes muscle cars, so she makes fun of my car all the time.
Oh, yep.
Just kidding. She likes it.
She better.
Yeah.
It's a cool car.
Exactly.
Are you going to get her something? Or I guess you shouldn't really say that in case she listens.
I am.
You
can
tell
gift,
her not to listen. So that's very true.
I don't have to get her
that
anything.
That is very true. Now,
see me? Hello?
I know. I know. And I know this.
No, it's, you know, the usual. Flowers.
Nice.
You know, try to ease back into being in a relationship.
Yeah, so yeah, take just ask her to marry you.
Mm-hmm. That's
just
what I was planning.
Propose to her.
Hiding a ring in the flower.
That, perfect.
Or put the ring on your wiener.
Yeah.
It is small enough to.
Slow.
Yeah, put it on while it's soft.
Yeah.
And then, like, yep. Then it becomes a game together.
Yeah, exactly. It's a race.
A game that ends in the ER.
Hey, isn't that where they all end?
If it doesn't end in a hospital, was it worth it?
Yeah.
It's a good point. A very good point.
So I think we're going to go there Thursday because it's on the 14th, right?
Yeah, it's
Friday.
So, yeah, we're going to go on the 14th and then, probably a little...
Oh, you guys are going to put your finger into your other hand, shape like a circle? Is that like a children's
game? Is that
your
secret handshake?
Oh, you mean sexticles? Gross! Gross!
And do a little this. Little
oh, yeah. It looks like a vagina when you do it.
Whispering eye.
Oh, God.
So, see, this is perfect because this is, like, that sounds sweet and nice and beautiful, and that's what, you know, new relationships, from what I understand, happen, they do. Now, David, you're engaged.
Yes.
To someone you've been with for a while.
Yep.
How many?
4 years, probably. Okay. Maybe going on almost five now, maybe. Like, we started hanging out, like, 5 years ago.
So, what, do you have anything planned?
No.
See, this
is not at all.
I know it's better. It works perfect. I knew you were gonna be doing something nice and sweet.
Yep.
I knew that you were gonna be like, I don't know, cheeseburgers.
Yeah. It's we don't really do anything for Valentine's Day. We both work in restaurants, so
yeah, I'm working Friday.
So it's like Valentine's Day to us is just like we gotta work with shitty couples that are trying to work through.
But to be fair, if the Philly Auto Show wasn't going on, we'd probably just like hang out.
You don't have to downplay the fact that you are more in love than Dave is. Mm. Don't ever apologize for that.
That's
it's beautiful.
I'm trying to humble brag.
Well, make her something sweet. Just like a card or something to be nice.
Like some construction paper.
Yeah, some elbow macaroni and glitter.
Yeah, there you go.
Or cake in the shape of a dick.
Yes. I mean, nobody say no to dick cake.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Cocker.
Oh, baby.
I wanted to make a little Debbie joke, but then I was like, I got nothing. All right, Kate.
Yep.
Comes down to you.
What are you and your boyfriends doing?
I don't have any boyfriends.
Are you having multiple Valentine's Day?
No, I have work.
You should do like a breakfast with one, a lunch with another, and then the dinner with the other.
We can make that into a movie.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan could play Kate.
Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah,
really?
Dude. Yeah. Lindsay Lohan would 100% play you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Lindsay Lohan's awesome.
Yeah.
She bang him.
Who wouldn't want to party with Lindsay Lohan?
I mean,
like,
maybe we have similar dance moves, but I feel like that's where the similarities end. Hopefully,
anyway. Personality-wise, you guys aren't the same.
No.
Like, she could pull off the look, like, put you two together.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think you guys look enough alike where Lindsay Lohan could be optioned for your film adaptation of you
we're
having
not talking
sex with three
about,
different
like,
guys in the same day.
Just out of rehab, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
We're talking about, like, Lohan in her prime.
Yeah, like post.
Not Lohan now, who looks like she's made out of leather.
No.
Yeah,
no. After.
Wasn't she on like the
Diaries
Disney
of
Channel?
A Teenage Drama Queen?
That's my favorite, Lindsay Lohan.
It's a good one.
Like Mean Girls, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, that's what
I'm talking just after that, where she lost a little bit of her teenage pudge.
No, that's
but
tough,
not all of it.
You talking full pudge?
Yeah, I'm talking.
You're full pudge.
Talking Lindsay Mean Girls Lohan.
Yeah.
That was the Lohan I fell in love with. So.
Yeah, same-sies.
Okay, I'm not offended anymore. I thought you guys meant like
crack Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, the one that tried to abduct a child.
Lindsay Lohan
tried
really...
to abduct a child.
You didn't see that video?
No.
She was in. Where was she? She like fucking Syria or something. I don't know. She was somewhere.
She just picked up a baby
and
ran.
And she started speaking. She was convinced that this family on the street were refugees. And she tried to pick up the baby and was trying to bring them back to her hotel room because she said that she could give them a better life or something. The mother punched her in the face.
That's awesome.
Or something
what?
Like that.
I
can't believe you guys haven't seen
this.
The video.
No.
It's
yeah,
fucking hilarious. It's really uncomfortable, but it's fucking hilarious.
I like that.
To be on Linlo's side on this, from what I understand, is you can just take children in Syria.
I'm not. Yeah, I, for it sure, might yeah. not. Have, it really them? Might not have been Syria.
That's
it,
where
it,
all those I, delicious little.
I don't think it was Syria.
No, it was Syria's somewhere. A yeah. Well, it was somewhere. But no, I don't think so. I think you're right.
Famous people aren't regular citizens, though.
Well, now it's
but,
pretty weird.
I mean,
maybe it, back when this happened, it was
she adopted a really weird. She starts talking about like. You gotta watch the video.
Yeah.
She fucking.
Sidetracked.
She
what are you
nuts.
Doing for Valentine's Day?
I just told you guys I'm working.
You're just working.
Yeah.
What are your boyfriends doing?
Fucking. I don't have any boyfriends.
Going out with their girlfriends?
Secret love.
Probably. I don't have any boyfriends, mm-hmm. and I'm not big on.
What about boys that want to be your friend?
Yeah.
There's gotta be some of those.
You're not getting no diddling?
No.
You're
nothing
not
at all.
No.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
Yeah,
where's the bullshit
it.
Flag?
Nope.
I'm throwing it right now.
Okay,
I know.
A
listen,
safe place
okay.
for everyone in here to speak their truth,
yeah.
and you're contaminating them.
I have never been much of a Valentine's Day person. I prefer the day after Valentine's Day when all the candy goes on sale.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
I was saying to Zach earlier, I'm almost positive that the last time I went out for Valentine's Day was with him. Like, ooh.
For those of you who don't know, Kate and I were passionate lovers for a very long time.
not really. You just wore my underwear a whole bunch.
I did that one time and it was really funny.
I think it was more than
yeah.
once.
Yeah, always.
One time I was hanging out at Kate's house. I had gotten really drunk the night before, and her and I used to, like, we'd sleep in the same bed, like best friendsies.
Mm-hmm.
So I left the bedroom and I went into the bathroom to go to the bathroom in her underwear. I went into the bathroom to go to the bathroom. I guess I should say it like a grown up. I went into the bathroom to take a piss, and her underwear, her bra and her panties were on the floor.
So did you put the bra on, too?
I put the bra
the
and the panties
thing.
On.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And I walked into her
whole
bedroom
thing.
With my dick hanging out of one side of the panties and my balls hanging out of the other side of the panties. And I looked at her and I said, well, one of us is going to have to go home and change.
And there is a picture of this somewhere.
Oh,
there is, nice. Isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, oh, there is.
So would you say that
I
no
don't remember
Valentine's
that.
Day since then has lived up to that one 10 years ago?
Whoa.
I think we're cracking some eggs here. We need her back. We don't want
yeah.
you just working on Valentine's Day. Yeah. We want you out there
can
spinning
we,
dicks
can
around.
Can we just throw in there that between that period and now, I was married. So that
let's
that,
say
that,
not successfully.
No, definitely not successfully. Have I ever done anything successfully in any of my romantic endeavors?
I'm gonna go with no. But
nope, absolutely time. Fucking yeah. not. And that's fine. It's totally fine.
Me
but
neither.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah,
still
actually,
hope for you.
Yeah,
pretty
man.
Much, Dave is the only one that has a shot at.
That's true. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right happiness? Now, no.
Who'd
I'm
have thought that? Huh?
Yeah. Look at
that geez. Right now, the three of us are sort of in the same. We're in the same boat. Well, Jesse's got. Jesse's coming up.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
He's on the right path.
Thus far,
yeah, exactly.
Thus far, none of us have been that successful.
Yeah.
You guys haven't had as many spectacular failures as I have.
Yeah.
Well, that's because just I'd probably by now, if this accident didn't happen to me and like pause my life, I probably would have an unsuccessful marriage by now.
Yeah. You.
Yeah.
Everything happens
for
a reason.
We're very. I don't want to say like you had a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at a lot, and I wouldn't
yeah.
be surprised if you
so.
Would have been married and divorced by now.
Yep.
You guys also can't get pregnant, which is. Probably a big difference there.
I'm still trying.
Yeah. Well,
I can't believe I don't have a kid too.
I'm not convinced you don't.
Do you want one?
No. Well,
I have
I mean,
a couple.
Not
yeah,
like
she's
right
gonna,
now.
Not at the moment.
She might have
right.
one in
okay.
her giant purse right now. We don't
yeah.
know. We can't be sure.
No, I think I dropped them off at school. I'm pretty sure. But I've never been big on Valentine's Day. My last husband was not big on anything at all.
What was his name?
His full name, please.
How many?
Nope.
You've only
not
been married once? Or
married twice.
Twice.
Oh.
Two times. So
I was at your wedding.
I know you were.
Once.
I was
I know
there,
you
I
were. You guys were the best part of that wedding.
Yeah.
I walked you down the aisle.
You did.
That was great.
You did.
That was a fun day.
When
you
was
did.
That? Where was I?
What
was I doing?
You were not. I don't think you were in New York. It was when it was two.
I don't know your anniversary.
2000. It was like
shocker
five,
how this didn't work out.
5 years ago?
You don't even know the year.
It was 5 years ago.
So then I was in Arizona.
Yeah. 2015.
Oh, then maybe me and Bridget haven't been together that long.
Or maybe you just cheated on
4 years. No, we weren't together when she got married.
That was a fun night.
It was.
Yeah, it was.
Except for the whole getting married part. But, I mean, other than that...
In retrospect, it wasn't fun. It was probably fun when you... Like, at that time, it was probably cool. No? Well, that's a big red flag.
Well, David actually got me a Valentine's Day gift just the other night during the Super Bowl.
Herpes?
He sent me photos of a girl that I have a crush on that I've been trying to get to go out with me.
Naked?
Send me photos of her at the bar making out with some big old jabroni.
Oh.
So that was my Valentine's Day present.
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
I need you to get out of that.
There you go.
Yeah.
I need you to get out of that. I'm sorry that it's tough on you, but you got to stop.
Self-love is the best love.
It is. I don't like seeing you like that.
I have so many erections, and they come straight from the heart, you know, and I just want to share those with the world.
Because it's a blood pressure issue? That's why they come straight from the heart?
You have blood pressure issues?
I don't know where this lie has come from.
It's a question.
KMD over here.
Yes,
I'm just curious.
Just because I can see my pulse through my neck veins doesn't mean I have any problems. Since this has been just a complete
runaround
of an episode, I think we should give people Valentine's Day advice, love advice maybe, since between the four of us, we probably... Probably the most loved people in the world.
Well, can I start? Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So what if...
Raise your hand. Kate.
All right. So what if you are seeing someone, but unofficially so?
Are you seeing somebody unofficially?
Seeing someone?
Why does... This is bigger than me. This is not about me.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, it usually is.
If you pull that card, you got to respect that card. If it's bigger... Bigger than all of us.
Yes, it is. This is for everybody listening.
Okay.
All right. So we gotta specify a little bit, because you could be like not officially seeing somebody, as in like, I've been on a few dates with this person, or there's this seeing somebody not officially where you've been like hanging out with this person for a long time. You're just not an official thing. Because if you're just starting out, then you just do the classic, let's go out to dinner, do some over the pants stuff. And
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Do our thing.
You derf real hard.
Well, okay, but so I feel like that's different.
Some hard rubbing.
You never heard of derfing?
Please tell me.
All right, so derfing is basically just dry humping, but to completion. It's big in, like, I want to say Mormon, like real religious people where they can't have sex, but they just...
They derf?
Yeah, they
derf. They rub so hard that
This one guy, I was watching this video, and he's like, all right, I'm really aroused, time to have sex. And he puts on jeans, and then they just, like, go at it.
They're never nude?
Dude!
This sounds a lot like
No, because they're not married
problem.
Yet, so they can't have sex.
Dude, it's dirt for nothing, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
That's wild. I
feel like that would hurt after a while.
I feel like that, too. I mean, feel like I've done a lot of dirfing minus the finishing part.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's always like that one seam on the inside of your jeans.
Exactly.
It leaves like a fucking bruise.
And you gotta do some. That's major concentration.
And usually the window with your boxers.
Oh yeah.
Opens and gets right there. That's usually what happens for dudes.
Dude, back when I was in derfing age.
Mm-hmm.
The areas around the vagina that I touched, thinking that I was doing something to a girl, was
way off.
Phenomenal. Like this whole
way
area
off,
right
dude.
Here,
yeah, dude.
I was rubbing their fucking vulvas
pelvis.
Like.
Yeah.
Oh, and it probably hurt like a fucking
probably.
Bitch.
I apologize to everyone I did that
to
as well.
Dude, I had no idea.
They probably all walked around feeling like they were fucking bruised for weeks.
And then he rubbed the taint real hard, dude.
I got to the actual vagina, I was like, wow, it slid down. Like, I had no idea.
It opens!
My first time, when I was going to third base, right? You go under the manis, and I just kept going, and I was like, I don't want to go too far. I don't want to touch her butthole. And I just kept going, and I was like, oh my god, I'm going to touch her butthole. Oh no. And I was like, where is it?
Where does it end?
Yeah.
Where does it start?
I was like, what
no
is going on here?
Knows.
It's supposed to be like right up here by my where mine is.
Yeah, dude. The vagina is in an odd
And then you
place.
Went. Then you went home thinking, how does that work?
Yeah.
How do you put that there? Where? Like, we're both
sense.
Standing in front of each other. This should go right in.
Yeah. There's no way I can.
You know how much easier life would be if the vagina was up
the belly
up
button
where,
area,
like where we can just walk and like plug in.
Yeah.
Because,
like, I'm a tall guy. And I've tried to have sex in the shower with a lot of girls, and it requires feats of physical strength. Because,
oh, man.
Yeah, you're squatting all the time.
Yeah, I gotta
be squatting
and I gotta hold them up with my thighs and stuff, yeah. And it's just not fun. But if I could just go like, beep, beep, beep,
bing,
robot
bong.
Sex,
bing,
like,
bing, bong.
Just slam our fronts together, yeah. I'd be so happy.
Yeah,
but then doggy style wouldn't exist.
That's true. Unless she, like, put her back in, like, a question mark.
So
that would
be sneaky
weird.
Style.
Yeah.
So what were we saying?
Yeah, what was that?
No idea.
Sorry about that.
So somebody that is an unofficial
but
situation.
I feel like what you were just talking about, where you're just beginning, but you're not dating yet, mm-hmm. I feel like that's different because
you're trying to impress
definitely,
them still.
You're definitely on the path to dating. It's just mm-hmm. not there yet. I'm talking about like...
The keeping a cash.
You're like banging somebody.
Okay, you're keeping
okay,
a cash.
But still not boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're just banging.
I think that has the potential to be funner. You know, because then you could be like, there's way less pressure. You'd be like, yo, let's get a fucking pizza and watch this interracial porno.
Okay.
You can do shit like that because there's no pressure, no obligation, I guess. Mm. I don't know what I'm
talking
about.
Well, that's situational for sure because with the right person, there still could be no pressure. And you can be like, let's get a pizza and watch this interracial porno. And then the other person could be like, kind of wanted to try this horse porn real quick. You know what I mean?
And that's the difference between liking someone
and loving someone.
Yeah.
If you find your mutual weirdo and you don't want to put label on it.
Well, okay. But I mean, like, so I guess maybe this is a question that's more specific to girls because I feel like most girls are pretty open to any kind of attention, especially on a day like Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I feel like guys are a little bit more complicated. And I don't know.
Complicated on Valentine's Day?
Well, just
Avril
Lavigne like,
wrote a song about that.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what she wrote about also.
It's in my head now.
Yep.
It's stuck in my head all day.
You're welcome.
No, I mean, like, if it's not a thing, does it make it... Are you making it awkward, or...
I feel like you're making it awkward right now.
Yeah,
I make everything
I
fucking...
Me.
You know what? Fuck you.
I don't think it's... Are you talking about if you're not...
Like, if you're not dating someone, and you're like, hey, it's Valentine's Day, like, let's do this, or, you know, whatever.
But that's...
Are you gonna weird someone out? Are you gonna make someone uncomfortable?
So.
Yeah,
like,
approach it like that, like you said, like, it's Valentine's Day. Let's just go do something.
Yeah.
Like, keep it like... Yo, fuck this. Let's do this. You know, like, not like a, hey, I want to know if you wanted to go Valentine's, violins, roses, shit like that. If you're like, let's do something. Fuck it. Let's enjoy this day. Let's take back this day.
Okay. So the only reason that crossed my mind was because I saw a thing from, I want to say it was the Call Her Daddy podcast, where they made this huge deal about telling girls, if you're fucking someone and you're not actually dating, ignore Valentine's Day completely. Don't say anything about it. Don't do anything for them. You're just going to freak them out and push them in the opposite direction.
Yeah. I think that was true, like, years ago. Like, not saying,
I was just
like, going to
say, have you guys finally matured past that
point?
Yeah,
probably.
Like, once you get past a certain point, like, because, like, I can tell you if, like, well, my nuts. Like, if a girl asked me, like, hey, do you want to hang out on Valentine's Day? 10 years ago, I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
No, I have
Jesse
to go eat steaks
like,
at Creekside where
yeah,
I'm
right.
with my friend
I'm riding motorcycles with my dudes.
Yeah.
See ya.
Valentine's Day, man. It's my favorite way to spend Valentine's Day.
Yeah. We went out to that steak restaurant one year.
We had Valentine's Day.
Oh,
we all
sick.
Got dressed up in suits and tuxes,
yep.
Ate steak, did cocaine, fucking played pool.
We didn't
great.
Do any cocaine.
Not with you, no. I can't imagine you on cocaine.
Me neither. I'd probably fall asleep.
But, yeah, just like, I guess that's not true, too, because if a girl right now, like, you know, I'm talking to some ladies, if one of them was like, hey, what are you doing on Valentine's Day? I'd be like,
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. It's like, Valentine's Day is such a thing. I don't know. I feel like, are you going to make somebody uncomfortable? You, as a guy, would you feel like you would be sending mixed signals?
If you didn't want to hang?
No, if you did. Like, if you were like, okay, let's go out to dinner. Let's do this. Let's do that. If you would do it on a normal night, but then all of a sudden it's Valentine's Day, in the back of your head are you like, fuck, if I go out with this girl on Valentine's Day, she's going to think that this is, like, more of a thing than it is.
I don't think so, because I think it's just a normal fucking day. It just happens to be Valentine's Day.
But you have... I think the thing is you have to, like address that. You have to be like.
Doesn't that make it more weird?
So like, well, I don't know. If you always
fuck Valentine's
like,
Day, man.
Like
this
if
is
you
stupid.
Hung out and like did stuff, like always went out to restaurants, but you did it on Valentine's Day. It's just like any other day. It just happens.
Well, that's
Valentine's
what I would
Day.
Think. Yeah.
But if you never went to like restaurants and stuff, and then all of a sudden let's go to a restaurant, I think that kind of makes it weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's fair.
Just keep it consistent.
Yeah, I would say that's fair.
Oh,
nailed it.
Yeah, I think we fixed that one.
We just saved every single girl in the world.
There you go.
Semi single girl.
Oh, I
Dave
want...
looks like he's gonna fall asleep. Dave, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm still like.
We need to get back to talking about buttholes and stuff.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
get back
I'm
on
sorry,
my level.
Dave.
Let's
I'm
talk
sorry.
About Valentine's Day sex, because that is something that you do different. Like, there's certain types of sex that are different to regular sex. There's birthday sex. Mm-hmm. There's hotel sex. Then
hotel
like,
sex is great.
Hotel sex is fucking
yeah,
best.
Dude, hotel yeah. sex, man. You get crazy in hotel
yeah,
yep. sex. You just
I'm
do whatever.
Putting fucking mini soap bottles in my asshole and
yeah,
shit.
Whatever,
I'm fucking,
man.
I've done handstands.
You can say whatever weird shit you want.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I'm telling you. But on Valentine's Day is when you're like, you're supposed to have like extra passionate sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like fucking some Cinemax style, like sexy sex. Not gross poo poo sex, but like like sweet poo poo sex.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
So like, I'm definitely not gonna be having sex on Valentine's Day because of like what we were just talking about. I don't want any.
Well,
because
you're not at the level of with
yeah.
those girls.
I don't
want to
hang out with a girl and have sex with her on Valentine's Day.
You're keeping it consistent.
I don't want them to be like, he had sex with me on Valentine's Day and now we're in love and I'm
now
going
we have to get married.
Now we're getting
marry.
Married tomorrow.
Because I don't know if any of you out there have ever had sex with me, but you will fall in love. I used to call my wiener Cupid's arrow because I just shoot those. But oh no, I got a new name. It's Curiosity.
Oh, that's right.
Talking about big curiosity.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Killed the cat, baby. I'm slaying those pussies. Yeah. That's my rap beat. Oh, girl.
Curiosity?
Coming in.
Oh, look at
coming
Kate's
in
face.
Hard.
She hates it. She hates it so much, and
so
I love
gross.
It.
So
my,
yes.
So gross.
My fucking, my dick's like fucking springtime. It's in like a lion, out like a lamb. You know what I'm saying?
Oh
you know,
my God.
My dick's like Raisin Bran because I got two scoops of cum. I'm just gonna steal everything.
I was like, what?
I'm gonna steal everything's taglines and make it about my wiener.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
You know what? My dick's like peanut butter because it was kid tested but mother approved.
Oh, oh yes. I think that's a good point to stop.
Oh
at.
Man, that is so good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I hope you people that are having sex on Valentine's Day make it super sweet. Make it so loving.
Well, I'm working, so.
Yeah.
You're working.
I'm working. I think Valentine's Day is just, I don't know.
I've been working.
It's stupid.
Over in the bedroom.
There you go.
It's overrated.
So Jesse's the only one of us getting laid on Valentine's Day, and he's.
Make sure you stick at least one finger in her butt for us.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe three, since there's three of us.
No.
No?
No.
Not all at once.
Butt,
not all at once,
Jesus
just three
Christ,
separate
Kate,
fingers.
You're a champion.
Yeah,
oh,
seriously.
Not all at once.
Okay.
Kate calls it the promise ring when a guy puts her finger in her butt and she squeezes it around her knuckle.
Yeah. It leaves a bruise and it looks like a wedding ring.
Ring.
Yeah.
Oh,
great.
Holy
shit. Yeah. So do one of those, man.
All right. Okay.
Well, I think that's
I think that's it. I think we should end on that note.
Alright. You guys know how to reach us. Thanks for listening. I didn't do any like thank you shout outs. We got interviews coming. Interviews with part time people to replace Kate.
Who else are you? Just anyone?
Anyone that wants to try it, just hit us up. We've got one recorded, I got one lined up for directly after this, which is gonna be pretty fun because it's gonna be I don't wanna give too much away.
Mm-hmm.
That's my older sister. It's going to be great.
Nice. Oh, so that's funny. A good one.
Yeah.
Hell
she's
yeah.
one of the funniest people.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for being... Just thanks for being you, you know? And if you want to listen to other podcasts, we understand. Like, we never have the conversation. We didn't say if we were exclusive, if you were just listening to us.
But we hate you.
It's cool. Like, I don't care.
But it is
listen.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
so if you're listening right now, I mean, it kind of means a lot.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, no pressure. We don't want to make it weird.
No.
All right, bye, nerds.
See ya.
Love
bye.
You. Bye.